The pulses in my temples beat like sledgehammers, and I believe I'd have had some sort of fit if the blood hadn't gushed from my nose. And believe me.
Keep away from me, Hulk. You're insane.
Look at this ring, Drebber. This is the ring that killed Lucy Ferrier when you forced it on her finger and dragged her off to your shameless harem.
No.
Now look at it. It'll be the last thing you ever do look at.
Would you murder me?
I'm no murderer. We'll let the high god judge between us. There are two pills in this box. Choose and eat.
No.
There's death in one and life in the other. No. I'll take what you leave.
No.
Choose.
No.
Choose. Let's see if there's justice on the earth or if we're ruled by chance. Now choose. By God, I will murder you where you stand.
Very well. It's done. Now this one's for me.
I've beaten you, Jefferson Hope. Justice on earth. I'll watch you die like the stinking rat you are.
That's how any Drebber came to his end. Blood was still streaming from my nose, but I felt light-hearted, mischievous. I wrote up Rock on the wall with a cigar, and I looked at him with a spell. And then I got out.
When did you discover that you'd lost the ring?
That ring was all I had of my Lucy. I had to have it back. I hadn't gone far. I left the cab on a side street and walked up to the house. Straight into one of your constables.
PC John Rance, I fear he will not rise in the force. You pretended to be drunk.
He paid me no heed. All I could think of was that I'd lost Lucy's ring. And I saw your advertisement, evening paper.
Ah, yes. Who was your accomplice who visited Baker Street?
Accomplice? What's this, Mr. Holmes? Why haven't you mentioned this before?
The zeal of the official force, eh, Watson? Now, this is not relevant to your inquiries, Gregson. I'll wager the man had nothing to do with the killings.
Nothing. Nothing, I swear it. Now, Mr. Holmes, I can tell you my secrets, but I don't get other people into trouble. But I think you'll own he did it smartly.
Not a doubt of that.
Let's get back to the matter in hand here. Joseph Stangerson wasn't poisoned. He was stabbed to the heart.
He begged me for his life. Cried like a woman. Told me I had no quarrel with him. He hadn't touched the girl. Only killed her father. He wouldn't take his chance with the pills. He went for my throat. It was self-defense. The outcome would have been the same in any case. The Providence would never have allowed his guilty hand to pick out anything but the poison. And that's the whole of my story. You may consider me to be a murderer, but I say I'm just as much an officer of justice as you are.
If someone had said to me 2 weeks ago that I was going to find myself caught up in a murder investigation, what an extraordinary affair.
Thank you, Doctor. Yes, it's even more extraordinary than you know.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. It's from Gregson, arrived just before dinner.
Good Lord. That's incredible. He must have died while we were actually on the way back here.
He hung on to life until his story was told.
Power of the mind. Amazing.